No one walks in the Spirit 100% of the time. Right. And look, let me just say this. People are in and out of the Spirit throughout the day.
Yep.
I'm talking about people who are actually serving God. Now, people who are not serving God, they're just always in the flesh.
Right.
They might be in the Spirit every once in a while, but for the most part, they're always in the flesh. Okay? But a Christian who is striving to serve God, who wants to do that which is pleasing unto the Lord, they're constantly in and out of the flesh. You are in and out of the flesh all day today.
Right.
So was I. And if you're a father of little ones, dude, you're in and out of the Spirit all the time. Right? Because it try your patience sometimes.
Right.
There you go. See? Mark knows what's up. He wants me to preach this sermon.
Amen.
It happens. Okay? In marriage. Marriage. You're in and out of the Spirit, okay? You know, just in life in general, you know. But here's the thing: that's okay because it's showing that it's displaying the fact that you want to serve God,
right? Amen.
Because you're in the flesh, and you're like, man, I need to get this right. Lord, forgive me for this. I'm sorry. You go to your spouse, you go to your children. I'm sorry for this. You know, I did wrong, and I want you to forgive me. And then you're back in the Spirit again.
Amen.
It's not like, well, I messed up this entire day. No, you didn't. These are intervals of life. The intervals of life is that you're in the flesh sometimes, you recognize it, you get back in the Spirit. It's a constant battle that you have to fight.
Right.
Or else, where you say, well, I'm just not going to do anything. Well, that means you're in the flesh. Because you have to proactively seek to be in the Spirit.
Right.
You have to conscientiously think about being in the Spirit. It doesn't happen by accident. What comes naturally to you, walking in the Spirit or walking in the flesh?
Flesh.
The flesh. That comes naturally. I mean, we wake up in the flesh. Does anybody? Can anybody testify to say, I wake up in the Spirit every day? Okay. No, when we wake up, we have to choose to walk in the Spirit. Okay. Everyone wakes up in the flesh and they're just like, you know. But you have. You say, well, how do I get in the Spirit once I wake up? You pray. You read the Bible. You know. You think upon the Lord. Marco says coffee. I'm not advocating for that. He's a fleshly person, so he needs to, you know. And so, you know, the Bible tells us here, but what I'm saying is the fact that according to Ephesians 4:30, you can sin. I'm not advocating for you to sin. I'm just saying it's possible for you to sin, and the Holy Spirit of God will not leave you because he's sealed. And he didn't say until you sin or transgress or commit some sort of iniquity. He just said you're sealed until the day of redemption.
Right.